On Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI led a congregation of thousands in prayer in his first Mass on Mexican soil. Philippa Hitchin is in Mexico with the Pope and filed this report.
Ever since the Pope announced his visit to Mexico on the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe last December, people here have been preparing for this moment, the chance to attend Mass with him in the Bicentennial Park, a symbol of the nation's turbulent history. Around 500,000 people had gathered, many of them camping out overnight, far exceeding the organizers' expectations, and they gave the Pope the warmest welcome yet as he drove in the famous Popemobile around the grounds, wearing a hand-sewn sombrero that had been especially made for him by local craftswomen. President Felipe Calderón and a wide representation of government and opposition politicians were present in the front row and must have been struck by the hard-hitting words of the local Archbishop of Lyon, José Martín Rabago, who thanked the Pope for coming as a messenger of hope to this country, which, he said, has experienced so much violence and death in recent years.
Hemos vivido en estos últimos años acontecimientos de violencia y muerte que han generado una penosa sensación de temor, impotencia y duelo.
The roots of this dramatic situation, he continued, are to be found in the persistent problems of poverty and corruption, lack of opportunity, impunity, an inadequate justice system, and a growing conviction that life is only worth living if we are able to accumulate wealth and power without worrying about the consequences.
El anhelo de un corazón puro, sincero, humilde.
In his homily, as also in his Angelus address after Mass, the Pope spoke of the need to strengthen our faith and trust in God's power to change hearts, bringing hope to even the most difficult situations today, just as the people of Israel learnt to place their hope and trust in God's hands in the face of all adversity.
Come un poder praticamente implacable, è impossibile di superare.
Speaking of the imposing monument to Christ the King on the nearby Cubilete Hill, which he flew over by helicopter on his way to the park, Pope Benedict noted the 60-foot-high statue with outstretched arms is receiving from angels on either side two crowns, one of a sovereign, the other a crown of thorns, indicating that Christ's royal status does not correspond to the way it's been seen or understood by many. Rather than resting on the power of arms, he said, it rests on the power of God's love, which can win over hearts and provide hope to all.
Pues bien, en este monumento se representa a Cristo Rey.
It's right, he concluded, that this national shrine should be above all a place of pilgrimage, of fervent prayer, of conversion and reconciliation. Finally, addressing the wider context of bishops who've travelled from right across Latin America for this papal visit, Pope Benedict urged them to persevere with the process of revitalising the faith on the continent, a process begun at the Aparecida meeting in Brazil in 2007.
Para que resistan a la tentación de una fe superficial y rutinaria, a veces fragmentaria e incoherente.
Only by deepening people's faith and overcoming a superficial or fragmented form of worship, he said, can we find the joy and the energy needed to serve Christ, even in the most distressing situations of human suffering. In Mexico, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.